When the economy tanks, keep your eyes on the metal fixtures around your house and neighborhood. Copper gutters, brass gates, even manhole covers, all fair game for thieves who can get good money for this stuff. Now, manhole covers, you may take them for granted when they're where they're supposed to be, but you'd surely notice if they weren't there, as in Colombia. John Otis has a story from Bogota.
Manhole covers are not the easiest things to steal. They weigh more than 300 pounds. Still, they're coveted by Colombian thieves because they're made with iron and can be melted down and sold. Scrap metal prices are rising, partly due to growing demand from China. So, in Bogota, there's been an outbreak of manhole cover robberies. Criminals use customized trucks with holes in the floor. They park over the manholes and pry off the tops, according to Jorge Izquierdo, a private investigator tracking the thefts.
Mafias organizadas.
These are well-organized mafias, Izquierdo tells me. In just one day, he says, they can steal 30 manhole covers containing nearly a ton of iron. The missing lids force cars and trucks to swerve around manholes. Pedestrians have to beware, too. Luz Marina Raidan, who sells cleaning supplies, says her daughter stepped into one of these street craters and broke her leg. Last month, 2-year-old Diana Barrera was chasing pigeons in Bogota when she fell into an open manhole. Diana's mother told a TV news show that she jumped in after her, but the rushing water carried her daughter away. By the time police found her, Diana had drowned, washed about a mile through the city drainage system. Similar accidents have occurred across Latin America, Africa, and Asia. In Beijing, so many covers are being purloined that authorities have installed pedestrian safety nets in some manholes. To stymie thieves in Bogota, the city government is gradually replacing the metal covers with non-recyclable plastic ones made by a Bogota company called Materplast. On the factory floor, Materplast workers use power sanders to put the finishing touches on the plastic tops. They now plug about 20% of Bogota's 300,000 manholes. So, problem solved? Well, not exactly, says Gerardo Martinez, Materplast's commercial manager.
In 2011, ocurrió ya un primer problema.
2 years ago, Martinez says, thieves began stealing the plastic tops. In response, the company installed satellite tracking devices in dozens of its new covers. It discovered they were being resold to unsuspecting public works departments elsewhere in Colombia that wanted to shift to plastic covers. Recent news reports have focused more attention on the issue, but Martinez says the thefts will continue unless those responsible are caught and jailed, something that rarely happens in Colombia's overburdened legal system. By contrast, China is adopting a harder line. During a recent visit to Beijing, Martinez says Chinese officials told him that manhole cover thieves there could face the death penalty. For The World, I'm John Otis, Bogota, Colombia.